Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. One of the things that I haven't talked about on this show, very intentionally, are Donald Trump's repeated statements that sure he'd be open to a third term. Because the Constitution very clearly prohibits it. However, it is becoming more and more concerning to me that our Article 3 courts, our federal courts, are so weakened, except for the Supreme Court, which has usurped power and authority from Congress over the last 25 years, that it has become the most powerful Supreme Court in our nation's history, vastly exceeding all of the powers that our founding fathers ever thought the court would seize for itself. But that the court system and the trial and appeals courts are so weak, are so slow to respond, are such an inadequate remedy that the just flood, the fire hose of unconstitutional lawlessness from the Trump administration, it is not being curbed quickly enough. And what occurred in the last 24 hours from the Supreme Court of the United States makes me all the more concerned. So when we start talking about things like the Insurrection Act, which, by the way, there isn't actually an act, it's a collection of laws that's generically referred to as the Insurrection Act. And the Insurrection Act, as it's generically referred to, is basically supposed to define the circumstances under which a president can deploy the military under his arguably sole control to basically quell domestic disturbances. It's the idea of ordering the military to what? Engage, fire upon, put down American civilians on American soil. So I'm getting increasingly worried about these things because the courts are so slow. And when they do finally act and they put a time deadline that applies pressure or should apply pressure to the Trump administration, the Supreme Court is saying, well, you know, maybe you should have done it this other way. There's probably a claim here, but you need to cite this other set of statutory and constitutional principles to bring that before us. You should go back and try it again. It's happening a lot from the Supreme Court. We should be concerned. Not freaking out, but we should be concerned. Watch this space. These are no longer rhetorical and hypothetical arguments by legal eagles like myself. These are very real threats. My 80-year-old plus parents were at the hands-off protest in Tucson. I met an 80-year-old guy at the Milwaukee protest. He said, I did this in the 60s. Why am I here again? Can you imagine what happens when a soldier confronts my mom, who uses a cane? So let me explain what has gone on from the Supreme Court in the last 24 hours. There were a pair of cases. They're both related. One is specific. One is general. I'm going to start with the general one first. This is the case where the Trump administration's invocation of the Alien Enemies Act is being challenged in court as not constitutional. And even if you can invoke the Alien Enemies Act, even though we're not at war or at any declared war, and it's only been used when we've actually been in a war before, even if you can do that, people still deserve due process. And so, you know, disappearing people to one of the most brutal in human prisons on planet Earth without a court hearing, probably not legal. And again, just a reminder, the Alien Enemies Act is a 1798 law that's only been invoked three times during the War of 1812, World War I, and World War II. Do we have a Congressional Declaration of War? No? No, we don't. Never in the history of our country has an immigration alleged problem, let's just call it a problem, been the basis for invoking this federal law. And the breadth and the power that the president has under this federal law is breathtaking in scope, not unlike the Insurrection Act. Like the Insurrection Act, the Alien Enemies Act also lacks really precise definitional preconditions to a president's invocation of same. What's a layperson way of saying that, Maggie? It ain't clear when those things can be invoked by a president. Like, what? When can I use the Alien Enemies Act? It doesn't really say clearly. The Insurrection Act, or the composite of U.S. code that people generally refer to as the Insurrection Act, it isn't clear. So when you have a lawless, corrupt president that wants to suck money out of your pocket to enrich him and his billionaire bro buddies, and is willing to plunge the entire planet Earth into economic chaos, leading to mass protests, while disappearing people he alleges without any due process of law to be enemies of the state. Where does this end? Well, the Supreme Court's really worried about, you know, making sure that you exactly do it the right way and not this way, but this other way, even though maybe that other way. That's what happened yesterday. So, without being too glib, and then I'm going to get to your calls, 855-752-4842, by a 5-4 majority of the Supreme Court, with Justice Amy Coney Barrett joining these three liberals on the court in dissent, the Supreme Court vacated two temporary restraining orders, one that barred the government from using the Alien Enemies Act to remove specific plaintiffs, and a second to prevent the government from using it on anyone, right? So it was kind of like a class action and a specific application in this one case. And the judge there had reasoned his way to that outcome using a thing called the Administrative Procedure Act. And this court, in its infinite, nonpartisan, pro-rule of law, pro-constitution, of course, we don't have kings here. No man is above the law. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's not our Supreme Court. In their infinite wisdom, said that that's not the right way to do this, that you need to file basically individual petitions for habeas corpus. What is habeas corpus? That's fancy legal terms that talks about actual custody and control of someone by the government. And you're petitioning to have the government release you from said control on various legal bases, habeas corpus. Now, in general, what happens when you have to bring an individual habeas corpus claim is that you have to bring it where you are being kept, which means that the vast majority of these cases challenging the invocation of the Alien Enemies Act to disappear people without due process in the middle of the night are going to have to proceed in the Fifth Circuit of the United States, the most right circuit appeals court in the United States. It also means that it will be harder to seek systemic relief on behalf of a group of persons. Habeas claims generally have to be made individually and with specific allegation of facts. So do you see where I'm going here? The Supreme Court, these five men in the pocket of billionaires like Donald Trump and Elon Musk, riddled by credible allegations of corruption and lack of objectivity. Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, I am looking at you. These guys just made it so much harder for human beings standing on American soil to access one of the most fundamental rights that protects the individual from the tyranny of the state. And that is due process, the right to a fair hearing. No matter what you may think about immigrants or alleged gang members, the thing that differentiates a democracy from tyranny is the individual's right to be heard in a court of law by an independent arbiter and to say, I will have my rights vindicated and heard and decided, especially when it comes to your individual rights and freedoms that the state, that a government seeks to take away. And what do we see in the companion case of the individual, the man from Maryland, whom a federal judge, an immigration judge, had said should not be deported? And they deported him anyways, and they admitted that it was a mistake. And the judge said, get him back here. What did the court do there as well? Said, you don't have to worry about that deadline. When we are talking about the disappearing of human beings, there is no more potent of an application of this idea that justice delayed is justice denied. The deprivation of liberty is the most serious infraction, limitation upon individual liberty and freedoms that a government can undertake. Justice delayed is justice denied, and this Supreme Court, bought and paid for by the Harlan Crows of this world, corrupt, has said that they will deny justice. Just as a technical point, I'll just say this. I think the Supreme Court is utterly wrong. The Administrative Procedures Act was a completely reasonable way under which to proceed for this kind of case, which allowed for more collective relief, which would avoid this very disastrous outcome that I am describing to you this afternoon. Justice Sonia Sotomayor, in her dissent, again joined by Justices Elena Kagan, Ketanji Brown Jackson, and Amy Coney Barrett, said this: the decision to intervene in this litigation by those five corrupt men, these partisans, is as inexplicable as it is dangerous. The implications of the government's position is that not only non-citizens, but also United States citizens could be taken off the streets, forced onto planes, and confined to foreign prisons with no opportunity for redress if judicial review is denied unlawfully before removal. History is no stranger to such lawless regimes. But this nation's system of laws is designed to prevent, not enable, their rise. We as a nation and a court of law should be better than this. Shouldn't we? I take your calls and your thoughts and comments when we return. My name is Maggie Dawn, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Democracy hangs in the brink. What do you want to do about it?